Good evening and welcome to The Blues. I'm Lee Hay. Tonight's show will begin with an interview I did with Garland Jeffries recently, who's bringing his band to Newport's Southgate House Revival Friday, September 15. After that, in honor of the folks down in Texas who are suffering and a nod to the 12th anniversary of Katrina in New Orleans, music from Dr. John, Terrence Blanchard, the Blind Boys of Alabama, and others on The Blues.
Get it down so fast, and that's all she wrote. True serum, sleeping up on a rooftop, there he goes. Laying out on the corner, bottling his coat. Lies, 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 and alibis. Still don't hear no truth. Take your choice, your voice in the voting booth. Talking about alcohol. Woo-hoo. True serum. Down so fast, and that's all she wrote. Lies, 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 more lies than alibis. Pour that liquid, let it seep in to his body so fast.
Garland Jeffries is bringing his tour in support of his new third album, 14th Steps to Harlem, to Southgate House Revival on Friday, September 15th. Garland, thanks for finding some time to talk with us tonight.
My pleasure. I mean, obviously, I want to get the word out on my work, and I'm always, you know, available to talk to people and to talk to fans who are listening in.
Let's go straight to this new album, 14 Steps to Harlem, which was released in late April this year. I've been playing songs from your albums, The King of In Between, that came out in 2011, and Truth Serum 2013, both from Luna Park Records. How's 14 Steps differ from these earlier projects?
Well, I'm a singer and I'm a songwriter. So I develop these songs and ideas, like I'm thinking now of a new album. I'm already thinking of something different. And I'm, you know, I'm dedicated to really explore my own ideas and make them into, it's not literature, they're songs, it's music. So there's songs that express my, you know, my view. And in my case, probably more so than most artists, I talk about issues. And I talk about race. And I talk about the circumstances of our life out here in this world. And the challenges we all go through, and maybe have some empathy for others, you know, at the same time. And we want to write music, maybe. It's always been my direction, you know. I remember when I was really in the early part of my career, when I would go on WBAI, Bob Fass and his radio station, which I'm going to start going to again. Bob was great with me, and I would go on his show all the time and talk about music, talk about Bob Dylan, talk about various people that I admire and the artists that I look up to.
Speaking of which, Laurie Anderson plays violin on Luna Park Love Theme. When did you meet her, and have you collaborated before with her?
I know Laurie. I knew her name. I didn't really know her until she started connection with Lou Reed. Lou was one of my best friends. He and I went to Syracuse University together, and that's how we met, you know. And I met Delmer Schwartz at Syracuse as well. He was our teacher, our mentor in a lot of ways, and other people. So, I mean, Laurie's just a fantastic person. You probably know this already, and a lovely woman and very creative in her own right. So we're friends, you know. In fact, I just spoke to her recently. We're going to get together soon.
Well, you're working on a documentary with her. You've done some interviews with her for this documentary that's crowdfunded.
Yeah, this documentary we have so far, we have Harvey Keitel, who's a great friend of mine and love this guy. He's a great guy. We've been friends for many years. And Laurie's part of it. And by the time we get it all assembled, we'll have a wonderful cast of fun-loving criminals.
You also did a version of Help, which is absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, that came out by the Beatles 52 years ago. Why'd you pick that song?
Well, I met Lennon, you know. I met John Lennon. He was friendly with a friend. Well, I was friendly with a friend that he became friendly with, a guy named Roy Sakala, who owned and ran the record studio, which doesn't exist anymore. And Roy is gone. And Lennon, of course, an incredibly unbelievable, tragic ending to his life. Unbelievable. And I got to know John a little bit. I knew him because of being in the studio, and subsequently I met Yoko, who was a lovely person. And it was, in a certain way, it was very timely for me to meet him, because I was exposed to him, and the song that I had adapted, you might say, Help, that's my adaptation. And it was kind of like, not the Beatles, John, but the John who left the Beatles. And that's what that song is about, in a way. You know, it's like, when I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. You know, that was who John became, more of. Obviously, we all loved him, and we all the people who were fans, loved him, loved his work, loved his attitude, his humor, and I feel privileged to have met him.
Well, you mentioned Lou Reed, and the other song on there that's a cover is Waiting for the Man. That's a great song also.
Well, I love the song. You know, I love Lou. Lou and I were best friends in Syracuse when we went to school, you know, and we would meet every day at 4 o'clock at the bar at Syracuse, the Orange Bar. Lou, myself, and Delmore Schwartz would get together and have a couple beers, hang out, and Delmore was always protective of me. You know, you tried Duvernay on the rocks, he would say, you know, which was, you might say, a mild alcoholic drink. It's hard to understand that, but that's what people thought it was, you know. So that particular period of meeting Delmore and meeting him after it and meeting Lou, of course, at Syracuse was just fantastic thing and helped shape my career, helped shape my sense of music, as I did with Lou. Lou and I were best buddies, and I could sing that music. You know, he wasn't much of a singer, Lou, but I could sing like Frankie Lyman. I had that sort of soulful voice, and we had a great friendship. I'm sad that he's gone. You know, we were good friends. One of the good things down the line was that I recently saw John Cale. I ran into him. I inducted him. He got a Grammy as part of the Velvets, and I was able to induct him for a Grammy. And we did that at the theater in the city. It was wonderful. It was a wonderful night. And John Cale and some of his friends were there, and that was lovely.
Who's going to be on stage with you when you come to Newport Southgate Revival September 15th?
Well, I'm going to have my band. We'll be rocking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so can you tell us who your band is?
Band members for this event will be great guitar player Jason Jordan and Charlie Roth, Sir Charles Roth, I call him. And he's the keyboardist, also very, very fine. You know, I have a couple people that I work with. I work with Mark Bosch. He plays with Ian sometimes. You know, there's a lot of exchanging of players from time to time. But the real bottom line is that we will put on a great show. That's what I do. I'm the singer, I'm the songwriter, and I will put on a great show. And I look forward to that. And I've always believed in this. As time has gone on, more so, the fans deserve what they came for. They deserve to get what they paid for. And I think there are a lot of people who don't think that way. You know, so that's my main thing.
What do you think your set list is going to look like on the 15th? New and old?
Yes, new and old, definitely. Let's see. I haven't really figured that out yet, but you have any favorites yourself?
Oh, I love Truth Serum, but on the new one, I like I'm a Dreamer. I thought that was really nice.
I'm a dreamer. I'm a dreamer, and I want to make my dreams come true. Want to tell the world about my dreams. I want to tell the world to you. Oh, 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 oh. I like that, too.
Yeah, that was the piano and guitar work. Beautiful on that one.
Yeah. The piano player is great. His name is Brian Mitchell. Great, great piano player, keyboard player. He plays with, you know, when Levon Helm was around, he would play for Levon all the time. And sometimes, you know, like as the seasons get warmer, like lately, Mitchell will go up to Woodstock. Unfortunately, there's no Levon and no Rick Danko. Those guys were great, you know. Just wonderful. Taught me a lot.
Well, it's been a real honor to speak with you tonight. Good luck with your future journeys and be safe on the German tour you've got coming up in November.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a tour. It's going to be very vigorous. And then we go to Japan.
So you'll be getting out of New York for a while.
Yeah, it's good to get out of New York, although I live in a great little place called Stuyvesant Town. Very nice. But I'm looking forward to going to Japan. We'll have a lot of fun. We're playing three. We're playing at Mount Fuji, at the mouth of Mount Fuji. So that should be amazing. And I've been there before, and it's nice to go back to Japan. You know, it's really good.
Thanks again, and we'll see you when you get here in Newport on September 15th.
Okay, my dear.
I've been speaking with Garland Jeffries about his new album, 14 Steps to Harlem. He'll be appearing at Southgate House Revival in Newport, Kentucky on Friday, September 15th. For ticket information and a link to his website, visit my blues webpage at wvxu.org. That was Luna Park Love Theme by Garland Jeffries. We also heard at the beginning of the show, right before the interview with him, Truth Serum, title track. He'll be at Southgate House Revival this coming Friday, September 15th. Coming up next, a tribute and an honor of the hurricane victims of Hurricane Harvey and Katrina on the blues.
Coming back. I've been in storm so long, singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. I've been in storm so long, this is a needed time, singing, this is a needed time, singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. I've been in a storm so long, I am a motherless child, singing, I am a motherless child, singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. I've been in a storm so long, Lord, I need you now, singing, Lord, I need you now, singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. I've been in a storm so long, I've been in a storm so long, singing, been in a storm so long, singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. I've been in a storm so long.
Been in the Storm So Long by Mary Pinkney. George Winston with elements from his Gulf Coast Blues and Impressions 2, a Louisiana Wetlands Benefit CD. And at the beginning, Dr. John and the Lower 9/11. Wade, Hurricane Suite 4, Aftermath. It's been said many times that music heals, so I send these songs out to those who are in dire need down in Texas, and those of you listening now who have friends and families affected down there. May you find the strength to overcome the obstacles before you.
And I shall not walk. beauty that we left behind. How shall we forever find? Set aside our waiting sin.
Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. Let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. The storm through the night lead me on. Night, precious Lord, take my hand and lead me home. When the night grows so dreary, precious Lord, draw me nearer. I am tired, I am weak, and I'm so worn. Yeah, the river Lord, I stand, guide my feet and hold my hand. Precious Lord, take my hand and lead me home, lead me home. Lead me home.
That was Jeff Beck, Amazing Grace. Precious Lord by the Blind Boys of Alabama. Terrence Blanchard in Time of Need and Wading Through from his CD, A Tale of God's Will, a requiem for Katrina on Blue Note. And at the beginning of the set, Blind Boys of Alabama again with I Shall Not Walk Alone. If you'd like to help out those in need down in Texas, you can contact the Red Cross, Salvation Army, or the Best Friends Animal Society. I have links to their websites. There are also links to the Facebook page and USA Today article about the Cajun Navy, who's been helping this past week rescue Hurricane Harvey victims. We send up our prayers. I'm Lee Hay. Thanks for listening to The Blues on 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati and 88.5 WMUB Oxford. Stay tuned for the BBC World Service.